Amen. Beloved, I would like to welcome you to the 11th month. And as we go into the word of the Lord and as led by the Spirit to minister, I have a good news for someone. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Why? Because they are old. The Lord is going to do you good this morning.
Amen.
I said the Lord will do you good this morning.
Amen.
I said the Lord will do you good this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's share the word of the Lord. We'll be talking about open doors. Amen. Please tell your neighbor, open doors.
Open doors.
And don't forget to put S behind the door. Open doors.
Open doors.
Open doors. That shall be your portion.
Yes.
Throughout this month.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's read the scripture. The book of Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. We'll read from verse 4. We may not be able to read, but you can just write down Acts chapter 12. From verse 4 to verse 11. Acts chapter 12, from verse 4 to verse 11. Amen. And this is talking about Peter. Peter was arrested. Amen. And so when he had arrested him, now this was Herod that arrested Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after the Passover. Next verse. Peter was therefore kept where? But look at the next phrase. But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Hallelujah. But what? But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And what was the result? Next verse. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Amen. Verse 7. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone where? The light of God will visit someone. And the light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And what happened to his chain? And his chain fell off his hands. Verse 8. And the angel said to him, guide thyself and tie on your sandal. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. All the while, Peter thought he was dreaming. Correct? Next verse. So he went out and followed him, and did not know what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. And when they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gates that lead to the city. Beloved, I've said this before, there are gates in every city. They came to the iron gates that leads to the city, which opened to them of his own accord. I decree again for someone, the gate of Canada will be open unto you.
Amen.
Which opened unto them of his own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Verse 11, which is the last one. And when Peter had come to himself, when he actually realized what had happened, he said, and this will be the testimony of someone, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. And so shall it be unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name, open doors. Welcome to the 11th month. Beloved, open doors in life and in destiny is the advantage of the saints. Is the advantage of every believer. Is the advantage of everyone who has put their trust, their faith, and their hope in God and in God alone. From our text, I'm sure we remember the first martyr, and that was Stephen, correct? When Stephen was arrested, what happened to the church? The church zipped it. They kept quiet. It's like it's just one of those things. The Bible says we will suffer tribulation, and they kept quiet. Praise God. But when it was the turn of Peter, now what's the difference between Peter and Stephen? They were both believers, right? They were both believers that loved the Lord with the whole of their heart. The difference was that when Stephen was arrested and was being stoned, the church kept quiet. But when it was the turn of Peter, the church knew that if we don't do anything, this great pillar of the church is going to go and meet the Lord untimely. Praise God. When we talk about doors, beloved, doors are what I would refer to as an entry and exit, whether into a house, into a city, into a life, and even into a nation. Doors, gates. Amen. No wonder the psalmist says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting. That means there are doors that are everlasting. And those doors will ask you. I mean, the psalmist says, lift up, and the door answered. Who should I lift up my head for? Who is that King of glory? He says, the Lord strong. And not just strong, the Lord that is strong and mighty. The Lord that is mighty in. When the church kept quiet and refused to call on the one who is strong and mighty, the one that is mighty in battle, Stephen was martyred. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the focus today, beloved, is this. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. For every believer in life, there is always a great and effectual door. But it says, but there are many adversaries. 16:9. A great and effectual door. That means everywhere you find yourself, there is always opportunity. But the Bible says there is adversary. That means every land has its own giants. And they are not going to just roll over. You can't go into the house of a strong man and take them captive without plunder their goods without first of all doing what? Are we together, church? And so, as much as I want you to know that this month, it's the month of open door, please tell your neighbor, there is work to do. There is work to do. There is work to do. Remember, our God is still the same yesterday, today, and I pray it will grant you open door in the name of Jesus. And let me also put it this way. There are some of us that what is delaying your open doors is your own refusal to be transformed. Let me give us an example. You don't see a child 6-7 years old, amen, that will put on whether their mom or their dad's clothes and pretend to be daddy or mommy, right? Because they are pretending, do you give them the key to your car? Amen. Do you give them your bank card? Praise God. Why? Hello, church. Why? Someone says they don't have the capacity. They are not matured. That's the word I'm looking for. They are not matured. You see, as long as some of us as believers are not mature, there are some doors that God will not open. Because he knows if he opens that door, that will be a door that can lead you astray. That will be a door that can take you back and take you down to Egypt. And so please tell your neighbor, there are some doors God wants to open for you. But you must be transformed. You must be transformed. You must be transformed. Let me also put it this way. There are certain things that you can do to open a door. Amen. And one of it is to have what is called a key. Praise God. To have what is called what? A key. In Revelation chapter 3, from verse 7 to verse 8. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 8. Revelation chapter 3, talking about the key that can open. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia writes, this thing says he who is holy, who is true, who has the key of he who opens. And no one, not powers, not principality, not systems can shut. And when it shuts, no one can open it. Praise God. Amen. There is a God in heaven that has what is called the key of David. And when he opens, no one can shut. When God opens, no one can shut. But I'm here to let you know that the promise of open door is for all believers. Open doors in career. One of our brethren gave a testimony earlier of a job. And these are some of examples of testimonies of God's faithfulness to most of us. And then people will tell you that you have accents. You don't have Canadian experience. Your resume is this and that. But yet, you will go for interview, and before you get home, they will start calling you that you are the one that we want. Someone says open door. It does not matter. Another testimony of our sister, you know, talking about her son. I still remember she would call me and say, Pastor, this boy is not talking. This boy is not talking. And when the boy starts to talk, praise God. And sometimes when I'm talking to, you can see that, you see, professional opinions, medical opinions, as good as they are, that's not the verdict of God. They can tell you your child has this delay and that delay. But when God intervenes, and someone that they are saying is not talking, has the capacity that is higher than his age. Now, is there nothing that God cannot do? Someone says open door. I pray for someone again. The Lord will grant you open door. Amen. In your family life, in your finances, in your career, in your health, in your ministry, in every area of your life, in the name of Jesus. But there are keys to open a door in life. And I will call them spiritual keys. Let's talk about some of them. We may not be able to finish during the first service, but we'll continue during the second service. Number one is the key of prayer. Tell your neighbor, prayer is a spiritual key. Going back to our text, Peter was arrested by Herod and put in prison. Why was he arrested? Because he did the same thing before to Stephen. And he saw that he pleased the Jews. He saw that people were happy. He was trying to shore up his own popularity. As believers, the system, the nation that we have come to call our own. Oh yes, there are powers and there are tones. Amen. Amen. And there are certain things that they may not understand about us. And so, if you are not careful, the system will shut you in. Will limit you. But the Bible says, when they arrested Peter, kept him where? In the prison. But constantly fervent prayer, not once in a while. Constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. That means there was a prayer chain. And verse 6, very interesting. He was not just put in prison. The Bible says they charged the prisoners. They put him between, four quaternions of soldiers. That this one is a high-valued asset. You must watch him. He wasn't already in prison. Why must he be changed? The devil is a bad master. And there are destinies that have been changed. Greatness and glory that is in chain. But when Herod, the same night that he would have brought him out to rejoice, God sent his angel because the church prayed. The church prayed. Beloved, prayer is a spiritual key that can open any door. To the church of God in Bethel Assembly, the Lord is saying, I am the one who has the key of David. And when I open, no one can lock it. I don't know who is in a spiritual prison. Or is it your health? Or is it your finances? Or is it your marriage? By the power that is in the name of Jesus, that prison door will be open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said that prison door will be open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I believe I've said this before, talking about Paul and Silas also in Acts 16. Amen. From, I believe, verse 25 now, when they prayed, the Bible said they sang, and the prisoners heard them at midnight. Amen. And in 26, the Bible says God did something, sent an earthquake, and the foundation of the prison was shaken. Prayer does wonders, beloved. Immediately, all doors were open. And not only Paul and Silas, but everyone's chain were loosed. I said this, there is no benefit in God granting someone an open door, but they are still in chains. Do you see why open door must be followed by what? Breaking forth from that prison when the chain is loosed. And that was what happened to Peter. The angel did not just grant him open door. The Bible says the chain fell off. The chain fell off. Every chain that has tied down someone's progress, someone's greatness, and someone's glory, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, I decree, let them be loose now.
Amen.
Let them be loose now.
Amen.
Let them be loose now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In verse 10 of Acts chapter 12, in verse 10 of Acts chapter 12, when the angel led Peter out through the first set of the guards, the second, the Bible said they came to the iron gate that lead to the city. I pray for someone again. May the gates of Canada, may the gates of Ontario, may the gate of Durham region, may the gate of Oshawa be open for you.
Amen.
The gate opened of his own accord. Someone says prayer. When the church prayed. Number two, let's move on. We're talking of spiritual keys to open doors. It's called praise. Someone says praise.
Praise.
Someone says praise.
Praise.
Paul and Silas, the Bible says they prayed. And they did what? They sang. They praised. and they were not doing ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says other prisoners had them. They were radical. They were very vocal. They were crazy about the praises of God. I know the last weekend, we had what was tagged praise explosion. For 3 days, it was an uncensored praises to God. And some of us were looking at some of us who were dancing as though we were undignified. Let me tell you this. When your praises goes beyond a certain level, I mean, a king of the arts that you are praising will see you and their head will swell. Do you know that a lady danced and the head of a prophet went for it? The power of praise. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
A lady danced and her father, who happens to be the king, said, ask me what you want up to half of the kingdom. And the head of a man, the prophet, John the Baptist in prison, went for it. The power of praise. And what doors are you faced that is closed? That you think when you praise God will not open. I pray for someone again. You see, when you cultivate the attitude of gratitude to always praise God every waking day, I can assure you by the authority of the scripture, God is not a man. Doors will continue to open unto you. Do you know why? Because the scripture says in Psalm 22 verse 3, God dwells, he inhabits, he lives continually. Where? In the praises of his people. And so when you continue to praise him, he will continue to grant you open doors. Amen.
Amen.
Spiritual keys to open door. And in the case of Paul and Silas, when you now combine the first and the second key, prayers and praise, oh, that's a perfect combination. Hallelujah. I said that's a powerful combination. When they combine both, the Bible says Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang and the prisoners heard them. And what followed? God came down. You see, in the case of, what's his name now, Stephen, when he was being martyred, he said, I saw heaven open. And who was standing? Jesus. Praise God. This time around, Paul and Silas prayed and they sang, and God came down. The Bible says there was earthquake. And the foundation of the prison was shaken. Every foundation, contrary to the mandate, to the plan and the purpose of God that has kept you in prison, I decree by the visitation of the Lord this morning, let them be shaken.
Amen.
Let them be broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The foundation of the prison cannot stand the praises of God. The Bible says immediately, not later, all doors, not for them alone, but for all the prisoners, prayer and praise, a powerful combination. And the Bible says everyone's chains were loosed. Everyone's chains were loosed. Everyone's chain will lose. I decree again to someone, because you are part of the household of Bethel, everyone gathered here watching us online, I decree by the power that is in the name of Jesus, oh, the God of Bethel, this money is already in our midst. Every chain that has hitherto kept you in prison, prison of sickness, of affliction, of addiction, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, be loose now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Spiritual keys to open door. Let me give us one or two more and then we'll pray. Number three is what I will call favor. True relationships. Favor through what?
Relationships.
I always talk about this man at the pool of Bethesda. John chapter 5 from verse 4. Favor through relationship is a powerful tool that can grant open door. When Jesus visited him, after 38 years, Jesus asked him a simple question. Do you want to be well, delivered? And the man gave an honest answer. I have no man. It is dangerous in life not to have relationship. And he was right. He did not have anyone that can help him. He was where there was help. The pool of Bethesda. Whoever gets into the water first will receive what? Healing of whatever it is that is their infirmity. But he did not have anyone. What happened to his family, friends, relatives? It is dangerous in life not to have relationship. But let me put it this way. It's more dangerous when you don't have good relationship. Amen. Because the people that you thought you have relationship with, in the darkest hour of a man, they can disappoint you. But when God grants you favor, favor, favor. Beloved, there is nothing that favor, no door that favor cannot open. I've seen instances in life where you see, let's say maybe a CEO of a company having a birthday for his maybe 1 or 2 year old child, and you will see other dignitaries there. What do you think they are doing? They are there for the party? No! Are we together? You think they are there for the rice at the party? No! They came for a reason, relationship. In Genesis chapter 40, verse 4. Genesis chapter 40 and verse 4. Talking about Joseph. The Bible says the captain of the guard charged Joseph with a particular task, to watch over the prisoners. Amen. And the Bible says he served them. Now remember, Joseph himself was a prisoner. Even though he was the head in the prison, he was still a still talking about prison and prison and prison. I decree again to someone, whatever power that still wants to keep you in prison of life, this month, this day, this moment, in the name of Jesus, be loose now. In prison, Joseph still maintained his integrity. The Bible says he served them, and God granted him favor. Amen. He served his gift to the baker. Nothing came out of it. In fact, the head of the baker was gone. He served his gift to the butler, and that one promised, before man and God, as soon as I get out of here, I will help you. For 2 years, the man forgot. But a day came when God is saying, I need to grant Joseph an open door. And God had to go and give Pharaoh, the one that matters, the one that can make decisions, give Pharaoh a dream and double it for emphasis and make sure that the interpretation was not revealed to anyone else. And that day, that man said, today I remember my wrong. There was a man that I had a relationship with, and introduce him to Pharaoh. I'm sure you know the rest of the story. Favor through relationship can open doors. We've talked about it recently. by the time Joseph stood before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was so bored, he says, God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. It's not in me, it is God. And by the time he was done, he did not only interpret Pharaoh's dream, he gave him solution. This is now what you need to do. Pharaoh now said, I am Pharaoh. By me, nobody will be able to lift up their head in Egypt beside you. Do you know how many doors that were opened to Joseph that same day? In fact, it's not within the span of minutes. The office of the prime minister was created. He was appointed to be the lead. And Pharaoh looked at him. You've been in prison for so long. You need to have been married by now. I will give you a wife. Dowry paid fully. He did not have to pay a single dime. Doors can be opened through favor in relationship. The four men that took their friend to see Jesus. You need destiny helpers in your life. Men that will not give up. They know that we can't see Jesus, but we know where he's ministering, right? Yes. They went through to the roof and broke they tore it open. That was a risk, but they were ready to take that risk on behalf of their friend. Favor through relationship. You need men in your life that will take your matter to God, not only in prayer, but will hold your hand until you get to the top. Hallelujah. Let me give us one more and then we'll begin to pray. Spiritual keys to open door. Number one, I said what?
Prayer.
Number two,
praise.
And when you combine prayer and praise, that's a powerful combination. Number three,
favor
through relationship. Please, every time you meet men, and let me clarify again for context, we know the word men means male and we in the age that we are, he and she. So let's clarify. Every time you meet men in life, don't downplay men. Don't look down on men because you don't know who God wants to use. You see, there are some people that may not help you, but they have information. They have, they know somebody who can. People like that made to Naaman the Syrian. He says, I know a prophet in Israel. Madam, please help me talk to Oga. If he can go and meet that man of God, his problem will be over. And that was it. Destiny connectors. But there are some that are destiny helpers, like those four friends. They are not going to leave you until you get to the top. Number four, let's move on. Keys, spiritual keys to open door. Sacrificial giving. Tell your neighbor, sacrificial giving.
Sacrificial giving.
In 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 4 to verse 5, talking about Solomon. Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3, the Bible says Solomon went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For there was a great high place. And 1,000 burnt offering did Solomon offer upon that altar. Next verse. He offered 1,000 burnt offering to the Lord. It has never been done before. And that same day, at night, the Lord appeared to him and granted him a blank check. Ask me whatever it is that you want me to do for you. Sacrificial giving. Brethren, when giving becomes a burden, doors will always remain closed. When giving becomes a problem, because the word of God cannot be broken. It says give and it shall what? It did not say when it's time for giving, pray in substitute of giving. Mm-mm. But when we are not talking of not just giving, but you are now giving sacrificially. Psalm 50 verse 5. Gather together my saints to me, those who have made the covenant with me by sacrifice. When you want to challenge God, you are trusting God for an open door. Sacrificial giving is a powerful tool. I'm sure we know the rest of the story of Solomon. God did not only give him wisdom, but the Bible says wealth, amen, was given to him. If you go down to chapter 1 Kings chapter 10, from verse 23. 1 Kings 10, and then from verse 23, 24. Solomon, the Bible says, exceeded all the kings of the earth. For what? For riches and for... Next verse. Riches and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear the wisdom which God had put in his heart. God says, I am going to give you wisdom. And not only that, in blessing, in the days of Solomon, silver and gold were common utensils. Someone says, open doors. Beloved, doors can be opened by the one who has the key of David. And when he opens, nothing, not even the devil, can stop the door that God opens. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus. When I started, I talked about transformation. And that's what I want to close with. All the people that we've talked about, the examples that we've given, Paul and Silas. Oh yes, we know. They were not just Sunday believers. Are we together? When your life is not transformed, give me Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Amen. You want to enjoy the blessings of open door. Amen. Let's start from verse 1. You want to enjoy the blessings of open door. Amen. There are certain things you need to do. There are witnesses that has gone ahead of us. It says we need to lay aside weights and besetting sins that can hinder us, and let us therefore run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. Verse 2 now says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And the Bible also says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 now, Romans 12, 2. When your life is not an ordinary life, when your life is transformed, says don't conform to this world. There are people that are in this world who are believers, and they will tell you godly counsel, sister, this is how everybody does it in North America. The Bible says don't be conformed, but you be what? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you are transformed, doors will open for you. Because God is not a man that will lie, nor the son of man that will repent. Please, let's rise up. We need to stop here and pray. Shikabaradali prendali namo shikapurienda breath to luskindayama shabregadabo. Limbre kadoshali kadole supayanda redredeledabush. Lack of transformation can delay open doors. Please, while all eyes are closed, if you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, you don't have a relationship, or you have given your life to Jesus, but you know you are backslidden. You know you have not measured up to the standard of God. I would like to pray with you very quickly before we continue. Please raise up your right hand. If you have anyone in the house, please raise it up. Without transformation, some doors will never open for you in life. Out of the mercy of God, not that you are not praying, but out of His mercy, He will keep those doors closed. Please raise it up if you are raising it. Father, in Jesus' name, stretch forth my hands to these hands that are lifted up. Lord, they are acknowledging their need, not only for salvation, but to begin to walk with you. I ask, Lord Jesus, come into their heart and save their soul. Draw them to yourself and make them your beloved. In the name of Jesus. Oh, from today, Lord, let your spirit begin to speak to them. In their own little way, begin to guide and lead them aright. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Please see me after the service. Amen. The Lord bless you. Beloved, we are going to pray. And the first prayer point I want to take is this. We're going to say, Father, by the power of your word, let my life be transformed. Go ahead and pray. By the power of your word, I don't want to continue in the realm of a believer by mouth. The word of God must wash you, must transform your life. When you give yourself to the study of the word, you will be able to gain understanding by the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Lord. Let my life be transformed by your word. Let my life be transformed by your word. Let my life be transformed by your word. Makata rege dele debosh, libra gadabala shabariye katara debosh, imasa katariye gadara debosh shabra gadara baraba, imakada lege da supraya gadabara sataria baya. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I prophesy to the life of someone. Every evil spirit, oh masika taria baya, standing as doors over your life, over your destiny, I command that every of such spirit now go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, doors can be evil spirits. Ikabalika shalida brentaline mosatabalia. Are there people gathered with us or watching us? Every spirit, Ilia Masakatari and Abroskin Dabaria, standing against your open door in life, in destiny, in your marriage, in your career, in your finances, I decree by the power that is in the name of Jesus, every assault spirit, depart now. Amen. Leave the people of God alone. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You're still going to pray. If you go back to our text, in the book of Acts chapter 12, you're going to ask and say, Father, today, let every door of glory, of increase, of greatness, of promotion, of healing, of lifting, be open unto me in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Let every door. Paul and Silas, they pray. Let every door of healing, doors of glory, kareketa barada lebosh, lekata regede rebrekete lebosh, be open. Be open. Be open. Efata biyobo pakare katabariye le kabraka darabara shekete regedegede. In Jesus' name, we are brave. We are still going to pray. When doors are open and a man is still in chain, that man cannot make progress. That man cannot go anywhere. And that's why God must not only open doors of prison for you, but every chain that has held you bound, kept you tied, must be loosed. And so you are going to pray. Just like Paul and Silas, and just like Peter, you are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every chain holding me down, keeping me under, tying me to the prison of life, prison of circumstances, prison of insufficiency, prison of struggle, let them be loose now. Go ahead, pray. Let them be loose now. Let them be loose now. Be loose now. Be loose now. Makate kete brusso torobo. Le kata yabashete regederebo. In Jesus' name, we are brave. One more prayer point before I pray. In verse 10 of that Acts chapter 12, when the angel was leading Peter out, they got to the city gate and it opened of his own accord. I don't know who has been in this land, in North America, whether in Canada and the US, and the gate of your city has not opened for you. Let me put it this way. For some people, it's the gate of career that is locked against them. They have tried everything possible. All their colleagues that they graduate together are getting six-figure job, but they are still trusting God. For some, it could be the gates against their finances. For some, it could be the gates against their marital life. You are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the gate of Canada, of United States, be open unto me. Begin to talk to the Lord. What gate do you want God to open for you? Is it the gate of fruitfulness? Is it the gate of wedding bells? Is it the gate of healing? Is it the gate of permanent residency? Talk to the Lord. Be open. Let the gate of Canada, let it be open. I come before you. Marie Ngayabo se kabaria da breketerebo. Makata regetelike yekedebo. In Jesus' name, we are brave. Please, church, I'd like you to raise up your right hand. As many joining us online, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, by two immutable things in which it's impossible for you, oh our God, to lie. My karidali kabo shabaria kataba, by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Lord, I break right now the power of wizardry, the power of witchcraft that has tied someone down. Be loose now.
Lekete muska rikabalia. Be loose now. Be loose now. Be loose now. For someone, every chain of sickness, every chain of oppression, every chain of struggle, struggle in your career, struggle in your finances, struggle in your family, let them be broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. Before Jesus comforted Lazarus, he asked them to remove the stone first. Every stone that has been placed as barrier to seal someone away in the tomb. That good things will not come to you. I decree again, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, I ask as one sent from God, let every of such stone be rolled away. Be rolled away. Be rolled away. Be rolled away. In the name of Jesus. Now that the chain has been removed, now that the prison door has been opened, I decree comfort. Amen. Comfort. Amen. In career. Amen. Comfort. Amen. In your health. Amen. Comfort. Amen. In your family life. Amen. Comfort. Amen. In your finances. Amen. Comfort. Amen. In your marriage. Amen. In ministry. Amen. Comfort. Amen. Comfort. Amen. Be visible. 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 For someone who can believe, Elia Matuza Skenda Roshabalia. One of the ways that God can also give open door is through the prophetics. The man of God Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, ha, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow. And the one who doubted was the one that did not, he lived to see the abundance but did not eat. Ah, may I pray for someone who has faith to believe. Before the end of this month, before the end of this 11th month, before the end of this 11th month, before the end of this 11th month, may supernatural doors, supernatural doors that you did not expect, that you did not think of, may they open unto you. Open unto you, open unto you, unto your home, unto your household. Go ahead and begin to thank God.